Pakistan has condemned the U.S. drone strike, which has killed at least 13 people in the country's tribal belt. Islamabad is calling their attacks by the U.S. unmanned planes a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The latest U.S. airstrike on Wednesday hit an area in North Waziristan. It's the first drone attack after a nearly six-month break. America's drone strikes have killed large numbers of people over the past 5 years. The U.N. has condemned what it's called targeted killings by the unmanned U.S. aircraft. Syed Taqirzadeh is a strategic affairs analyst who joins us from Islamabad to tell us what he thinks about this. Well, Syed Taqirzadeh, our report here does not say whether civilians or terrorists were killed. But aside from that, I'm curious as to how you see, A, the six-month break that seems to have occurred based on the U.S. not conducting airstrikes through the drones, why that is. And second of all, under Nawaz Sharif, do you think that the U.S. has slowed down when it comes to these drone strikes inside Pakistan, and in particular the North Waziristan region?
Well, starting with your last question, you know, this whole concept that because this is Nawaz Sharif's government and that there is some understanding between Washington and Islamabad on the pace and the launchings of drone strikes, I think that is totally incorrect. It is the fact of the matter is that the U.S. retains the policy of launching drone strikes against Pakistan. Then this break that occurred between December through today, it was only because of the fact that the United States could not find a reasonable and actionable target. This is the only explanation that I see. As soon as they found a target, they attacked. And this is what the stated policy of the United States says. But this is also a major deception that Islamabad is perpetrating at the present time to its people, upon its people, which is this, that it is the successful foreign policy of Pakistan which has resulted in the slowdown or the end of the drone strikes. And yesterday's strikes actually simply were an eye-opener for the people of Pakistan one more time that Pakistan, a nuclear state, remains at the mercy of the foreign policy and the military power of the United States. And I hate to say, but I have to admit, that neither the civilian government nor the military establishment seem to be very, offended by these drone strikes. And I can say that with a reference to the statement made by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which actually played around the story, and instead of directly answer the questions raised by the journalists, they said, well, we don't have the facts, at the present time available to us. We are still working on that. And, these drone strikes are counterproductive. The government of Pakistan never says that we condemn the United States of America. It's just like the United States of America saying, oh, yeah, we are very sad at the killings of some Palestinians. And they never say that the Israeli Air Force killed them. So this is the situation in Pakistan. Both, I think, the government and the military establishment are in favor of these drone strikes. This has been my longstanding position, and I stick to that.
Very well. Thank you very much for that strategic affairs analyst there, Syed Taqirzadeh, talking to us from Islamabad.